Middlemarch by George Eliot. Copyright Black Cat Publishing. Chapter 1. Miss Brooke. Miss Dorothea Brooke had the kind of beauty that looks even better in plain clothes. Her hands and wrists, in their plain sleeves, were like those of the Madonna in Italian paintings. Dorothea and her younger sister Celia lived with their uncle at Tipton Grange, a fine house near the town of Middlemarch. The Brookes were an old and respectable family. Both sisters dressed plainly because they considered ornamentation vulgar, but Dorothea's style of dress was also the result of religious feeling. She liked to read theological books and ask herself great questions about the purpose of life on earth. Such a woman does not spend time thinking about the latest fashions. The sisters had only recently moved into the area, so their neighbours were very interested in them. They thought that Dorothea was intelligent, but Celia had more common sense. Dorothea read too many books and did strange things. Once she knelt down by a sick labourer in the street and prayed for him. The neighbours thought that men might hesitate to ask for Dorothea's hand in marriage, even though she was beautiful and charming and had £700 a year of her own. They thought that she might spend all her husband's money on Christian charity or argue with him about politics or religion. No, the neighbours did not approve of Miss Dorothea Brooke. They preferred Celia, who looked so innocent and friendly. Poor Dorothea. She was much more innocent than Celia, but unfortunately our faces do not always reflect our characters.